From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with The Collective Fortet, a quartet composed of Jeff Hoyer, trombone, William Parker, bass and tuba, Mark Hennen, piano, and Heinz Geisser, percussion. A track from a late 90s release entitled Orca. Most of the tracks are titled after various forms of plant or animal life. This track, however, is rooted in mythology. Its title refers to a three-pronged spear attributed to Neptune. Trident.
Thank you. Yeah. sugar.
music from Triage, a trio active from 1999 to 2005, musicians hailing from the Chicago area, Dave Rempus on sax, Jason Bajamian bass, and Tim Daisy drums. From a 2003 release entitled 20 Minute Cliff, we heard the closing track, Glass. Collective Fortet preceding that, and the closing track from that album as well, Trident, the name of the piece, the name of the album, Orca. Speaking of Trident, we'll open this set with a classic track from the Mahavishnu Orchestra as we venture into jazz rock territory now, and a selection from the album The Lost Trident Sessions. These sessions were recorded at Trident Studios in London in June of 1973. This was supposed to be the Mahavishnu Orchestra's third studio album on the Columbia label. But apparently, various band members weren't comfortable with the quality of the recordings, so the album was shelved. Until the late 90s, when Bob Belden discovered the tapes while he was looking for the tapes for the Mahavishnu Orchestra's second album, Birds of Fire, so that the album could be remastered and reissued. Well, the Lost Trident Sessions were finally released in the fall of 1999 on Columbia Legacy, with a classic lineup of John McLaughlin on guitar, Jan Hammer keyboards, Jerry Goodman violin, Rick Laird bass, and Billy Cobham on drums. This is the opening track, Dream.
I'm not afraid to
Two classic tracks from 1973 in that set. We opened with the Mahavishnu Orchestra, Dream, from the Lost Trident Sessions. That piece, Dream, first appeared to the public in a live form when the band decided not to issue this album back in 73. Columbia issued a live album in its place, and that album being Between Nothingness and Eternity. And half of the tracks on the Trident Sessions release first appeared to the public in live concert form as a result, including Dream. And lastly, Larry Carlton, from his second solo album from 1973, the album Singing, Playing, featuring Larry on both guitar and vocals. At the time, he was active in the Crusaders, but was also a very in-demand studio guitarist in a variety of jazz and rock settings. Most of the material here is anything but jazz. It's more mainstream ballad-oriented rock. But there are two amazing jazz rock instrumentals. We listened to Freeway, featuring Larry on guitar and also vibes and percussion, but also three of his bandmates from the Crusaders: Wilton Felder, normally a sax player, featured on bass here, Joe Sample on electric piano, and Styx Hooper on drums. You are listening to Jazz Progressions from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll return to the realm of free improvised music to wrap up the hour, and we'll listen to two cuts from a 3-LP set, each album issued individually, the set collectively known as Wildflowers, New York Loft Jazz Sessions. These LPs, issued by the Douglas label in 1977, concert recordings made in May of that year at the Rivbey Studio, the loft studio of reedman Sam Rivers, one of many loft studios in New York's Soho District, responsible for a renaissance of free jazz and creative improvised music in the U.S. in the late 70s. We'll open with a trio fronted by pianist Randy Weston, with Alex Blake on bass and Azadin Weston on percussion. This is Portrait of Edward Weston.
Thank you.
selections from the compilation series Wildflowers, New York Loft Jazz Sessions. We opened with a cut from the third LP in the series, a trio fronted by Randy Weston on piano. It was Portrait of Edward Weston. And lastly, from LP 2, a quartet fronted by Ken McIntyre, featured on flute on that piece, with Richard Harper on piano and Andre Strobert and Andy Vega on percussion. It was Naomi. Those LPs issued by the Douglas label in 1977. The material has been issued as a 3-CD set as well in the late 90s on the Knit Classics label. And that will do it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can for more of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and jazz rock fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.